We're joined on the line by Kieran Ainger for the report. Kieran, good morning to you. Welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, Kiru, Donald Trump gets an endorsement from an unusual quarter in the Asia-Pacific. What do you make of that?
Yes, it's extraordinarily unusual in that he's received an endorsement from North Korea. And information of this has come through an editorial in the Workers' Party newspaper, which published a commentary praising Mr. Trump. And in particular, his statement that were he to become president, that he would pull out American troops from South Korea. Now, as we know, that this is one of the most heavily militarized peninsulas in the world that divide North and South Korea. And any settlement of that type would be very favorable to the North Koreans. So it's not surprising that this kind of statement would come out from them.
Then seven Hong Kong police officers have gone on trial for assaulting a pro-democracy activist. What's the latest there?
Yes, this is not unusual by any means, because the Chinese government has been very keen to ensure that there is justice served in the colony, whether it agrees with the issues at stake or not. Now, this is a seven-day trial of, I beg your pardon, seven officers involved in this trial. It's a 20-day trial, and the officers are accused of police brutality for assaulting the pro-democracy activist Ken Sung. And among the charges are grievous bodily harm that was meted out to him. And if found guilty, the officers could face jail time of up to 7 years. Now, this is not a recent incident. It happened during the 2014 Occupy street protests that gripped the city. And this incident was caught on camera, and it created huge eruptions all over Hong Kong, but also around the world. So it's quite a feat for the Chinese authorities to bring this to court and actually charge the people that they think might be responsible for it.
Singapore has joined the list of countries pursuing citizens named in the Panama Papers. Is this likely to yield anything?
Well, it's certainly a strong position that the Monetary Authority of Singapore and the Ministry of Finance took yesterday. Our own weekend papers in South Africa made a strong point of the Treasury going after individuals who are named in the Panama Papers. Now, in Singapore, you know, using offshore vehicles is not illegitimate. But what the authorities there are looking to do is to find out whether there was any actual wrongdoing by any individual or entity in Singapore. Now, Singapore for a long time has prided itself in being a source for offshore banking itself. It's a major trade hub. So there's a lot of finances that go through that city-state. And by making this statement, it's giving a firm indication that the financial authorities there are very keen to ensure that there's financial good governance.
Interesting mix that we covered this morning. Thank you very much for your time, Kiru. Have a lovely day.
You as well. Thank you for having me.